More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Welcome.
Morning. Happy Monday.
Things have changed a bit.
Yeah.
You may have noticed
but
overnight.
But we're still here. We're all living on and the weather's beautiful. So let's just look at the positives, shall we?
Absolutely.
Although we can't.
I know it's going to mean some changes for a lot of FIFOs. They're going to have to self-isolate for periods. So borders close tomorrow. State borders. But shops are still open. Schools are still open. Chemists are still open.
Yeah.
All of that's still going. However,
just the larger gatherings, the pubs, clubs, restaurants,
gyms, indoor sporting. Yeah. I mean, at this stage, I think the libraries are still staying open, but the rec centre.
I don't know. Would be like borrowed books.
Well, anyway, but the rec centre, I would imagine, being a gym and/or sporting complex, probably would have to shut. I guess we'll reach out to City of Mandurah and get confirmation on those ones to know which local bits and pieces are going to be happening.
No, I think it's safe to say stay at home as you can. I was looking at a thing yesterday. It was kind of the definition of social distancing.
Yeah.
And we kind of don't know what that means. I just assumed it was, stay a few metres away from people, go about your business, just stay distant. And I was looking at it yesterday and it was kind of saying social distancing means stay at home.
Right.
Go grocery shopping once a week.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot more they're just using a lot of terms that we don't understand. It's kind of confusing.
It's a lot more stark than what social distancing sounds like.
Yeah.
Because I too kind of thought it was like a metre and a half and then now we'll give it 2 metres.
Yeah.
So keep doing
what you're doing. But
no. Although, I mean, and this is the confusing part about it, supermarkets, but not just supermarkets, shopping centres still open.
Yeah. So, and how on earth are you to, I don't know.
Weird times for sport as well.
Yep, AFL off. NRL, the only thing
seems
left
to be still
running.
Going, yeah.
Not sure how.
Well, the argument that I've heard from some is that the main borders between the states that play aren't closed yet. So Queensland hasn't shut their borders.
So that's the only thing that's
letting
them go.
So they're basically just going to all play in Queensland.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think they're going to have much more than another round left in that one there. But could this be the one round that gets the entire nation united behind it? Possibly.
Probably not WA still.
Yeah, even when there's no other option.
We refuse.
Aussies would.
We'd rather watch replays.
Yeah, rather watch a couple of snails.
Couple of snails.
Like racing.
Yeah.
Than NRL. I would imagine. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
Apologies to...
I would.
Apologies to rugby fans. Today is World Meteorological Day, which is all about weather predictions. Can you imagine... There was a time when people didn't know what the weather forecast was going to be.
Yeah, you had no idea if you could hang the washing out or not.
That's right. Whether to wear a light jacket or not to.
What
did people talk about back then?
What a confusing world.
Or do you reckon people talked about the weather even more because everyone was an expert back then?
Probably.
Maybe.
They're like, I can feel it, like it's going to rain tomorrow. I know it.
Yeah. That'd be a light jacket for you, son.
Is that how they the saying, red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning.
Red sky at night,
shepherd's delight. Because it's predicting the rain, isn't it? Red sky at night, rain.
Yes.
Yeah. No rain, and red sky in the morning, rain is on the way.
Also, depending on what you do, it's also sailor's warning too.
Mm.
I think shepherds and sailors look out for the same stuff.
So there you go. That's how they knew. They had to get up at the crack of dawn and see, is it red? Is it red? Oh, it's all good.
Get their pool testing kits out, and is that red? Yeah, no, it's definitely red.
All good.
97.3 Coast FM, Derulo, and Want You to Want Me, or just Want to Want Me, at 6:25. Hi. I'm confusing that with a Cheap Trick song from 7,000 years ago.
You are.
Right. There's a lot of songs that are almost, in fact, some of them are even the same titles as other songs.
I know. Well, there's only so many titles out there, isn't there?
It is. And when you're as old as me, it's very confusing because this is like the third or fourth time I'm seeing songs come out and they're not even the same songs.
No.
Anyway, rant over. So a matter of days ago, NASA managed to... That's right. Remember, they're still doing their thing.
Still studying space.
They're still doing... Actually, they're the kings of, working from a distance, especially when it comes to the Mars rovers.
Literally.
They are working at 100%.
Here we go. Send us all into space.
That's a good idea. Anyway, they managed to fix one of their Mars rovers that got stuck while digging, right?
Yeah.
By programming it to hit itself with a shovel. Yep.
It's the, got stuck, needed a good whack.
It's the next resort, I guess, after turning it off and turning it back on again doesn't work. the hit it hard theory has a technical name. It's called percussive maintenance.
Right.
In other words, as anyone that watches Happy Days or remembers Happy Days would know, otherwise known as giving it the thongs.
Giving it the thongs.
Which is what he used to do to the jukebox.
Okay.
So there you go. It's a lesson. If it works for NASA, it works for the rest of us too.
If anything's not working, give it a good whack.
Possibly fix it. Including co-workers? I don't know.
Yeah, kids, co-workers, husbands, wives, no joke.
Okay. let's stop that now.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Fan.
And with the ins and outs from Hollywood, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, some sad news. Country music icon Kenny Rogers has passed away aged 81. Dolly Parton has posted an emotional remembrance on Twitter over the weekend. This is what she had to say.
I loved Kenny with all my heart. My heart's broken, and a big old chunk of it has gone with him today. And I think that I can speak for all his family, his friends and fans, when I say that I will always love you. Just happened to have this picture when I walked out this morning of us. I walked out and I thought, well, maybe I'll hold that up to everybody. So I know you're sad as I am, but God bless you, Kenny. Fly high. Straight to the arms of God.
Very sad.
Bless. They, of course, recorded this one, Islands in the Stream, together.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Aww. He reportedly died of natural causes. R.I.P. Kenny. Harvey Weinstein has tested positive for the coronavirus in prison. He has been placed into isolation in the maximum security New York prison. According to officials, it is likely Weinstein contracted the virus when he was transferred from Rikers Island on Wednesday. He was sentenced last week and was complaining of chest pains. So there you go. And The Weeknd has dropped his new album, After Hours. It's his first release since 2018, and it features hit songs like Blinding Lights, Heartless, and he's got some help from guests, including Tame Impala's Kevin Parker on this track. It's called Repeat After Me.
That was the clean bits.
You'll have to get the album to hear the rest. The Weeknd's album is called After Hours and it's out now.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.